Russia is voicing concern about a possible escalation of fighting in the separatist conflict in eastern Ukraine, while the United States is warning Moscow to stay away. We get more from AP's Ben Thomas.
Ukraine and Western officials have expressed worries that a Russian troop buildup near Ukraine could herald an invasion. But Moscow insists it has no such intention and has accused Ukraine and the West of having their own aggressive designs. Secretary of State Antony Blinken calls that Russian disinformation.
Ukraine is in no way posing a threat to Russia or seeking a confrontation that would justify a Russian military intervention.
Blinken met with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov in Stockholm Thursday, expressing
our deep concerns and our resolve to hold Russia responsible for its actions.
For his part, Lavrov warned Russia would respond in kind to any Western sanctions, but welcomed the U.S. offer to join diplomatic efforts toward peace in eastern Ukraine. I'm Ben Thomas.
Migrants seeking to enter the United States will again have to stay in Mexico as they await immigration hearings, as the Biden administration reluctantly announced plans Thursday to comply with a court order and accept conditions set out by Mexico for resuming the Trump-era policy. At a news conference, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said the administration had no choice but to reinstate the program for now.
We are in a situation where we're under a court, abiding by a court ruling, and so that is what we are working to implement at this point in time.
Mexico's Foreign Relations Secretary said Mexico would allow returns beginning next week in light of U.S. concessions for humanitarian reasons and for temporary stays. Revival of the Remain in Mexico policy comes under a court order, even as the Biden administration maneuvers to end it in a way that survives legal scrutiny.